Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
There's a lot of rain headed our way. You can see this low pressure system pushing it in our direction. I'll show you when you'll see it and how long it sticks around today.
And the race everyone was expecting for the White House is getting closer to becoming official. We take a look at the big wins Donald Trump and Joe Biden got on Super Tuesday, including here in North Carolina.
And a huge surprise in the race for the state school superintendent, the incumbent Kathleen Truitt, losing to the GOP in the GOP primary to a political newcomer with a controversial background. We'll break down the numbers.
And a gas leak at this intersection in Knightdale. Coming up, we'll tell you what officials on scene are telling us.
It is 6 o'clock, a lot to tell you about on what's going to be a wet Wednesday as we're watching that rain moving into the viewing area. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for joining us. It's great to have you part of what's going to be an interesting morning here as we wrap up Super Tuesday, but also critical timing here on this weather pattern moving in. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
There is a bunch of rain here. We could see as much as an inch or more, and it's inching toward our viewing area. Very slow moving this morning. We have rain in a couple of places. Some of it is in the east. The eastern counties, especially east of our viewing area, we could see some scattered storms. Storms are less likely around our area. Some of this rain back to the west is starting to push into, say, Moore County. A little sprinkle up around Pittsburgh, Sanford this morning, but all this rain will be pushing in. Expect to see more of it between 7 and 8 o'clock in our western counties, and by 9 o'clock, it's spread across the viewing area. East of Wilson, most of Edgecombe County into parts of Halifax, Northampton County, starting to see some of that rain that's in the east. As we get through, say, 6, 7 o'clock, we begin to see more of that rain spreading across the viewing area. It's pretty steady around 8 or 9 o'clock, and then some of it will be heavy at times. You can see the yellow and orange colors there where the rain is heavy. By the evening commute, it starts to taper off a bit, but some isolated showers are likely still for, say, up until midnight or so. We have a deck of low cloud cover that you can see here on our tall tower camera looking across western Wake County. 55 degrees is our current temperature, and visibility is down in a few places. Quarter of a mile in South Hill, three quarters in Roxboro, and at three quarters down in Clinton this morning. So you're going to run into some patchy fog until the rain begins, and then that will ease up. Temperatures in the low to mid 50s right now. We climb into the low 60s this afternoon. We're going to take a look at how much rain you could see in your community through the end of the day, Brian.
Here at 602, all new, we're watching a crash in the Butner area on 85 southbound, right around Gate 1 Road. You can see a little bit of a delay leaving Butner, heading down on 85 southbound toward that Falls Lake Bridge. As we zoom in there, kind of hard to see anything from the still image on that DOT camera, but we are hearing the right lane is blocked on 85 southbound. So need to keep that in mind this morning. I'll watch those sensors and let you know how things are developing. Another update in just a few minutes. Around the rest of the triangle right now, though, our major routes are all looking good.
The dust is settling from Super Tuesday, and we are getting a clearer picture of what the races will be in the general election in November. The presumptive matchup for the White House between President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump is getting closer to becoming official. Trump easily won all but one of the Republican races that were held across the country Tuesday, including here in North Carolina, where he beat Nikki Haley by 50 percentage points. Biden ran unopposed here in North Carolina. He got more than 87% of the Democratic votes.
Mark Robinson and Josh Stein are now getting ready to face off to become the next governor of North Carolina. Stein won the Democratic nomination with nearly 70% of the vote. Robinson won the Republican primary with close to 65%. Speaking to his supporters, Robinson talked about his vision for North Carolina.
Removing agendas from the classroom and getting back to classical education, reading, writing, and mathematics.
You better believe that Robinson's extreme views would scare away business and good-paying jobs. We've been down this road before here.
The race is expected to be one of the most closely watched governor's races in the country in November. Both parties see the candidates' positions as possible tipping points in the presidential race. Former President Trump has endorsed Robinson.
November's matchups are now set in several key congressional matchups here in North Carolina as well. In the 1st District, Lori Buckout won the Republican primary. She'll face Congressman Don Davis in November. In the 2nd District, which represents Raleigh, Alan Swain won the Republican primary. He'll square off with the incumbent Deborah Ross in the general election. Eric Blankenberg won the Republican nomination in the 4th District, which represents Durham. He'll challenge Congresswoman Valerie Fouché in November. And in the 9th District, Congressman Richard Hudson won the Republican primary decisively. He'll face Democratic challenger Nigel Bristow in the general election. Coming up in the next hour, we will take a closer look at the race for the Republican nomination in the 13th District, which may be headed to a runoff.
One big surprise in the election results, as the state school superintendent Kathy Truitt fell in the Republican primary. A far-right candidate who has called public schools indoctrination centers got more votes. WRO's Ken Smith joins us now to break down the results. Ken.
You know, Renee, not many surprises coming out of Super Tuesday, but this result will be getting a lot of attention this morning. Kathy Truitt on the left and Michelle Moore on the right here, both traded accusations over the course of the campaign leading up to Super Tuesday. As state superintendent, Truitt guided the post-pandemic learning recovery efforts and pushed for positioning schools to better prepare students for the workforce, college, and military. As we mentioned, Moore is considered a far-right candidate. She was at the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th attack. Also, her children have not attended any North Carolina public schools. They've all been homeschooled. Let's take a look at this race by the numbers, though. Michelle Morrow, the projected winner, with 52% of the vote, to Truitt's almost 48%. On the Democratic side, Maurice Greene dominated that race against two other candidates, garnering 66% of the vote. Katie Eddings finishing a distant second with almost 25% of the vote. Greene and Morrow will face off in the November 5th general election. This is definitely a race that we will be watching closely and will be on top of it every step of the way.
Ken, thanks for that. Our WRL election coverage goes beyond the numbers. Our NC Capitol team will be back at work today analyzing those numbers and putting the trends into context for you. Look for updates throughout the day on the WRL News app. We also have breaking news we're following this morning. Crews in Knightdale are working to fix a gas line break this morning, and it's happening at North Smithfield Road and Forestville Road, just north of Town Hall. Nick Perlin is there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. And Nick, you've spoken with some of the workers who were at that scene there. What are they telling you?
Well, Jeff, like you said, we're here on the scene right now, and they've been working to fix this gas leak since about 1:30 this morning. Now, I'm going to step out of the way and give you a clear look at what we're seeing right now. Bear with me 1 second. I'm going to zoom in, and you can see those workers there. They are digging into the ground right there, trying to fix this gas break. Now, what those officials did tell me not too long ago is that this leak doesn't appear to be a threat to the people who live nearby, which is good news, but obviously they're still working to fix that. We're also seeing traffic flow freely on this intersection. You just saw cars turn and go straight. So this doesn't seem to be blocking your morning commute, which is some good news. But of course, we're going to stay on top of this and try to figure out what exactly caused this break and when it will be fixed. Reporting live in Knightdale, Nick Perlin, WRL News.
Breaking news, a man is in the hospital this morning after he was hit by a car while trying to make a U-turn while on a lawnmower. This happened just before 11 last night near Fayetteville on NC 87 North. Officials would not comment on the man's condition, but they did confirm he is alive. No word on the car driver's condition or if that person will face charges.
Two people are in the hospital after this crash right by an ABC store in Wendell. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. It happened on Rollsville Road last night. A woman whose car was hit told WRL that driver of that car that went in the ditch had a medical emergency behind the wheel. She hit four cars and a man in the parking lot. We're still trying to get the condition of the two people who were sent to the hospital.
Today, a new rule would change how paid parental leave is given to school employees. That will be considered by state school leaders. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is live outside the State Board of Education in Raleigh this morning. And Kelsey, this would expand to include leave for miscarriages and stillbirths. Renee, this new rule would go into effect next school year if the board chooses to move forward with this. This morning, state school leaders will meet here at the Board of Education in Raleigh just to have a discussion about this. We're not expecting a vote until later. A temporary rule is already in place right now. Public school employees receive 2 months of paid parental leave after having a baby. The final rule that's up for discussion today adds more guidelines, including addressing leave for miscarriages and stillbirths. Employees would receive a month off for a miscarriage after 12 weeks and 2 months off for a stillbirth. This rule would apply to both parents, so we'll keep you posted on when the board chooses to move forward with the vote. And today's meeting is scheduled for this morning at 10 o'clock. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
10 after 6 on your Wednesday, mobile sports betting is coming to North Carolina, and with it, the risk for problem gambling grows. We'll tell you how experts say you can spot a possible addiction and what you can do to get help.
In vitro fertilization may be returning to Alabama after a controversial state Supreme Court decision. The vote lawmakers there are taking today that would protect providers.
And rain is moving into our western counties, but fairly slowly. If you're headed out the door in the Triangle soon, you're going to miss the rain at least for a little bit. But it will be widespread later today. I'll show you the timeline.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's going to be a messy day. This low pressure system pushing lots of rain up into North Carolina. We're just starting to see it in some of our southwestern counties, even some of our eastern counties, seeing that eastern band of showers. But it's not likely to be widespread across the viewing area until the second half of the commute. So if you're out, say, 8 to 9 o'clock, we'll really start to see that rain becoming heavy. And it's heavy at times on and off into about the middle of the afternoon, but should taper off a bit by the evening commute. We take a live look at Sanford. We've had a few showers roll over Sanford, but it doesn't look like the streets are very wet, so I think that first round must have mainly evaporated before it reached the ground. If you're heading out for exercise, do it as early as you can, because we're going to be dealing with some rain midday. And again, it does taper off a bit later in the afternoon. We'll see a high of 63. Brian?
It is 6:14, Elizabeth, and we're still watching this crash in the Butner area on 85 southbound. We have a right lane blocked out there right around Gate 1 Road and Highway 15. Looks like it's just before you get to that interchange on 85 southbound. Still camera there showing you some of those delays as you head out of Butner back toward the Falls Lake Bridge down toward Durham, measuring a delay of almost 30 minutes. So you need to allow plenty of extra time. Unfortunately, there are not too many great alternate routes there heading out of Butner back toward Durham. We'll keep an eye on that. Have another update for you in a few minutes. Elsewhere around the Triangle right now, we're looking quiet on our major routes, Jeff.
We continue our Super Tuesday wrap-up here in the race for state auditor. The Republican nomination will likely come down to a runoff. No candidate reached the 30% threshold required to claim victory. Jack Clark got about 23% of the vote to lead the way among the six candidates. Dave Bullock finished about one percentage point behind him, so he has the option of requesting a runoff with Clark. And Jeff Jackson, the winner of the Democratic primary for attorney general, he beat his closest challenger, Satana DeBerry, by more than 20 points. Jackson will face off with fellow Congressman Dan Bishop in November for the position. Both Jackson and Bishop chose to run for attorney general over re-election to the House.
Today, in vitro fertilization in Alabama could be poised to begin again with votes happening in the state legislature. You may remember the Alabama Supreme Court last month ruled frozen embryos should be considered children. That prompted IVF providers in Alabama to stop procedures over fear of legal liability. The governor there says she expects the bill protecting IVF will pass.
North Carolina is less than a week away from legal online sports gambling. Fun and exciting for some, but you still should be careful. That's what experts say. Health experts say young adult men, especially those in college, are most at risk of developing addictive behaviors. A psychology teacher from UNC explains at that age, the reward center and decision-making parts of the brain are not yet fully developed.
The part of the brain that tells them maybe this is not the best idea, or let's think about inhibiting our initial impulses, let's think about exerting some self-control, that's still relatively immature. So you have kind of this drive to seek out reward, less immature kind of top-down control of that process.
Feeling restless or irritable when you can't gamble and the inability to stop gambling are signs of gambling addiction. If you or a loved one may need some support, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER. And about 2 to 3% of Americans are considered to have mild or moderate gambling problems. Today, we will hear from the folks who will be monitoring sports betting behavior in an effort to help. You can join us for that on WRAL tonight at 7.
A statewide tornado drill is happening today as part of Severe Weather Preparedness Week. The drill is planned to begin at 9:30 this morning. You may hear the tornado drill alert sounding on local radio stations. It will also be broadcast through the NOAA Weather Radio if you own one. We're not expecting any severe weather today, but we will see widespread rain, and at times the rain will be heavy. Elizabeth Gardner, this is going to really mess up the morning commute.
It is, especially the second half of the commute. If you don't hit the road until around 8 o'clock or so, that's when we're likely to see more widespread rain across our area. A lot of low cloud cover this morning, some fog. Fog is when the cloud is actually on the ground and the visibility, you know, is fairly low. But a lot of low cloud cover here. You can see the top of the building there in downtown Durham kind of shining through those low clouds. Low pressure system back here pushing ahead of it all this rain. And there's some thunderstorms closer to the coast. So there'll be more instability closer to the coast today, meaning that's where we'll have a better chance for thunderstorms. We couldn't rule out a few here along that warm front down to the south. We're seeing a few storms, but we're not looking at severe weather for us today. We are starting to see more of the showers creeping into our western counties. We've had a little bit of light patchy rain just east of I-95 to Edgecombe County, parts of Halifax and Northampton counties. But we're looking at some steadier rain starting to develop now around Southern Pines, up towards Siler City. It's starting to fill in a little bit, but it's been fairly slow moving. Of course, it's 6:18 right now, so give it another, you know, hour to hour and a half before it really starts to spread into the Triangle area. A little bit of light rain from Wilson to Rocky Mount through Edgecombe County, east of Enfield and Roanoke Rapids over toward Ahoskie. And here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see that rain just gradually pushing in, not quite making it to the Triangle at 7 a.m., but by 8 and 9 o'clock, it really does start to spread across the region. And then some heavy at times. You can see the yellow and orange shaded areas. That's where that rain is likely to be a bit heavy. Once we get into the afternoon, say after 2 or 3 o'clock, it really starts to scatter out, and we're not likely to see as much during the evening commute, but maybe an isolated shower. The roads could still be wet, but I wouldn't expect anything heavy. Looking ahead to what's going to happen over the weekend, we'll back it up and start here at 9 p.m. on Friday. It'll be cloudy Friday. The rain starts to move in very early Saturday. Saturday may end up being a washout of a day, especially from Raleigh southward. You can see that's where the rain is a little bit heavier, and it doesn't really move out until sometime during the evening. So it could be an inside day on Saturday. 100% chance of rain today. Right now we're giving it an 80% chance on Saturday. How much rainfall for today? Just by itself, we're looking at anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to an inch, maybe an inch and a quarter in a few places. So significant rainfall for us today. And then when you add today and Saturday together, easily a lot of folks could see anywhere from an inch and a half to 2 inches. So some good chances for rain coming up this week. We do spring forward as we get into the day on, since we get into Saturday. And of course, we're looking at some mild temperatures. So this rain really gets picked up later this morning. Of course, we know it could cause some problems out there.
That's right. And a reminder, you can listen to us on the radio at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham. We have our live breaking news, weather, and traffic updates there as our newscast continues on the radio. Want to take you up to Butner, still following this crash on 85 southbound just before you get to the Gate 1 Road, US 15 interchange. Seeing some big delays there coming in from Butner on 85 southbound. That right lane apparently is blocked just before that interchange. From Butner, you're looking at a 25-minute backup. But if you can pick up 85 southbound from Gate 1 Road or Highway 15, that'll put you on the other side of those delays. And from there, that trip into Durham is pretty smooth. Around the rest of the triangle, just check with Raleigh 911. We are all clear in Wake County.
Thanks, Brian. We have new information that shows chemicals that could cause cancer were found at NC State's Poe Hall years ago. How the university says they were discovered and why no additional testing was done.
Soon you can add some special edition celebrity Barbies to your collection. Who's being honored by Mattel for Barbie's 65th birthday? Coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Barbie is turning 65 years old. Some new celebrity dolls are part of the celebration.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Yeah, Shania Twain, Kylie Minogue, Helen Mirren, among the stars being honored with their own dolls. They will all be released on Friday, which is International Women's Day. Barbie turns 65 on Saturday. Some other commemorative Barbies are going on sale today, honoring the doll's history.
Yeah, and you see that fabulous outfit that Shania Twain wearing. You might recognize that from her video, Man, I Feel Like a Woman, which is over 25 years old. Can you believe it?
But they all look good.
Yeah, way to celebrate.
Yes. Jack Black has worked with a lot of stars over the years, but he had a quick answer when asked to name his favorite co-star. He named Kate Winslet, co-star from the movie The Holiday. This comes after Winslet recently said that more people recognize her from that role than from Titanic.
I find that hard to believe.
Me too.
I guess, it's Kate Winslet saying it. Jack said that, when you look in her eyes, she seems present, and that's why he chose her. He said, when you look in his eyes, you see like the shadow of a robot.
Don't know who's driving.
Right.
But The Holiday is such a cute rom-com. It comes up every Christmas because it takes place around Christmas time. So, find it on Netflix. Brian, I highly recommend. It's cute.
Okay.
Apple has released its newest iPhone update and includes new emojis. They include heads nodding, yes and no, a phoenix, a lime wedge, and a mushroom. There's also an emoji of a chain breaking. Apple updated its theft protection as well, making it more difficult for thieves to access stolen phones. Breaking news, Nikki Haley will exit the Republican presidential race. She's expected to make that announcement later this morning. We'll have the latest from the Live Center.
And rain is moving into our viewing area, starting in the Sandhills. It will arrive in the Triangle area between 7 and 8 o'clock. I'll time out when you could see the rain and how much coming up.
A gas leak here at this intersection in Knightdale. Coming up, I'll tell you if this will affect your morning commute.